Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, let me tell you, if you're going to the chapel and you're going to get married, then you want to have a plan for the future. And now that song, I'm going to have to sing it for a second here. Gee, I really love you and we're going to get married. But if once you do, and after you've been married for the right amount of time to the right kind of federal employee, if something happens to them, they have set you up properly. And there will be a survivor benefit or life insurance or both, and then beneficiary of things like TSB and all the different benefits that come with it, right? So pretty much anyone who's a spouse of anyone knows what their spouse has. And ideally, you want to get a pretty good idea of what would happen if something happened to them. This is not to be a bummer. It's not to make a plan for that. They want you to know. They want you to have a pretty good idea of what would happen if something happens to them. So they have the peace of mind of knowing that if something did happen to them, that you're not going to be hunkered over a table looking at a mile-high stack of bills, not knowing what to do with them, when to do with them, and where the heck the money's coming from. So this is not a, no, I don't want to talk about this thing. It's a, okay, show me so I can have an understanding of what you want me to know, what you want me to hear, so I can at least, have a baseline of what I might have to deal with. So we can simulate it maybe before. That way, once it actually happens, it won't be totally foreign to you. It is very important, I think. I have an average of 8-9 meetings a day with families, couples, parents with their kids, wanting to prepare the way for them. It's definitely for the next generation. It's definitely for the spouse, for their benefit. But it's just as equally, in my mind, my opinion and experience, it's just as equally valuable to the employee or the person who's retiring or the retiree, just as equally important to them that the spouse receives it or that the adult child receives it and doesn't fight it. Why is this important? Because number one, you are their legacy. They've been building this up commonly for you, and they want to know that you get it and that you understand kind of at least the idea of what you may have to do when the time comes. For example, I've met with people who have 10 or 20 different buckets of money, IRAs, TSB, old 401ks, and then there's life insurance policies, bank accounts, assets, whether it's homes or rentals, and they're all over the place. And the spouse just says, I don't know anything about that. They deal with it. But then the spouse or the employee or retiree says, well, look at this. I've got it all in a spreadsheet for you. And if something happens to me, I need you to go here. All my codes are here. All my stuff is here. Or I need you to call this person. I need you to reach out. You're going to do this for this and this for this. A lot of them have already done that. If you have a spouse or children who are blocking you at all stuff and don't want to talk about it, go ahead and get it all compiled. Get it prepared for them. It is worth every step of that. I get to be friends with most of my people and have great connections. I will be super sad when I get the phone call as well, but I will be also ready to help them with all of this stuff. And when I say all of this stuff, what's involved? Claims for life insurance, the forms for TSB to let TSB know so they can start whatever process we want to do. Sometimes with the spouse has a lot more freedom. Adult children, however, specific to TSB, sometimes they're on a very short timeline and we have to really triage that in order to get their money in the right space for them to be tax advantaged. There are scenarios that TSB can force a lump sum tax on a non-spouse beneficiaries, whoever that may be. And we want to prevent that if we can. So that's why sometimes you want to put me in the top 10 list of people to call if something did happen or if something were about to happen, even to sort of set the stage and prep the way for the easiest way to handle things. and we don't want to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. However, it is a reality. And after it happens, you have to. So it's worth it to get together with somebody like myself and my team to go over some of these things and just at least hit them on bullet points. What are some other things? And I started a list and I didn't even continue. I said life insurance. I said survivor benefit, TSP, Social Security. If you're both receiving Social Security, maybe yours is really high and mine is okay. Well, remember, whoever passes away, the survivor gets to continue the higher of the two. So the lower one will stop and the higher one simply continues. Also, of course, depending on different ages and potential reductions for age and things like that, but it's still more, whatever one is more, gets to continue. Same thing with military. I deal with a lot of retired military and veterans. And if you retired military and you left a survivor benefit, that's 55% in most cases of your retirement to your current spouse. And then we may also have a decision on a survivor benefit with a retirement if we're talking future, or maybe you already made a choice and they may have a survivor benefit from retirement and from military retirement and from federal or postal retirement as well. And then Medicare. So Medicare is health insurance for each individual. There's not too much we have to do, but we definitely want to let them know. Commonly, when Social Security is alerted of a death, Medicare gets told anyway. So Social Security kind of handles both of those things. And there are myriad things that we want to plan for and be ready for. And I'm just letting you know that it's worth it to embrace the conversation, not for any type of negative stuff, but do it not for yourself. Not out of what you know you're trying to avoid, which is the I don't want any money, I want you. Got it. Everybody knows that. But we want to be able to have that conversation. That way, it's not just for you. It's for the person who's leaving this for you. It's like when you get a gift for somebody and they unwrap it and you're waiting for the, I can't believe it. It's the best thing ever. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. 20 minutes later. Wow. Oh my, thank you so much. That's so amazing. And then the next day, like, I really want to thank you. That was so incredible. Like, thank you. I can't believe you. You put so much thought into that, whatever. You want that reaction. Like, that's what it's for. It's a very similar thing. You've built this, your spouse or your parents, they built this city. No, they built this thing for so long. They added to it. Sometimes they sacrificed and they want you to see this gem that they mined for so long for you. And they want you to kind of accept it. So let them show you, let your spouse show you the spreadsheet. Let them show you their list of passwords. Let them show you the safe deposit box. Embrace it and reach out to me when you need help, because there will come that day. It's okay to have a little assistance. And sometimes there's things I'll see or think about that maybe you hadn't considered. Again, reach out when you need help. We're ready to talk to you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.